We had Yudam Yehuda says like this, Rav Yehuda Weiner, Koyfeif Oznoi Keder Lotoichoi, like fold over, bend over the Ozno, like the rim around the Kli, inside it. Umatzif Oleh Mayim, and pour water all around it. So again, Rav Yehuda says that Koyfeif Oznoi Kli, you should like fold over like the handles of the Kli, the Toichot inside it. Umatzif Oleh Mayim, let water float over it. Now the imkainis, if water comes inside the cleave, you do is you know, share kainis mashka, let the water, that hole is big enough the water could come in. The imlabar, if no water comes in, then you do is you know, share moitzi mashka, it's only big enough for water to come out, but not for water to come in, and therefore if the cleave cheris, it would still be tummy. Oi shoisto al gadeh or. Another answer is like this, another answer is, You should put it on top of a fire. Imor mamidoi, if the fire like stops it from coming out, stops the dripping, then you should know biyadua shemaitzim ashkra. The waters could come out, but not come in. Biyimlav, if the fire does not stop the dripping of the water, then you know the hole is bigger. Is biyadua shemachnis mashka, that hole is big enough, a water should come in. Then after kli cheres it becomes tor, it's not big enough. It's called it breaks the kli is tor. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, af loy shayv sagabi or heels. No, it's no good. You can't test it out by putting it atop a fire. If neishor ma nidoi, because the ore stops the liquid from coming out, so that should not be a good proof. It could be really the hole is big enough for mashke to go in, just the soul stops it, the fire stops it. Ela rather shoves agabe haremetz. The answer is this: put it on top of a coal. That's the better answer. Put it on top of a coal. And therefore, it's like this: in remetz, mamid, if this hot coal stops the liquid from coming out, you do. You should know. Sure, might say mashke. The hole is very small; it only lets water go out, not water come in. But if the heat of the coal does not stop the water from dripping down, then bidu you should know shekoynes mashka, that the hole is big enough that the water could come in also. Let's say it was dripping drop after drop. So bidu, then you should know shekoynes mashka, that's big enough for the hole to let water come in. That's called shekoynes mashka. Gemara says ma'ika. So what's enough to mean here? Ma'ika ben tanakam rabbiudu. What'll be the difference between rabbiudu and tanakam? Amarul Ule says, Kinos and Eid Chak Yigvanayim. If it could only come in, Eid Chak, is that called Kinos? Is that called big enough to move out of the Shem Tlicheros or not? Beside Eid Chak. If it doesn't happen easy, only by force, under pressure, would happen. Rashi says, a Tanakama, heavy Kinos. It's called the water comes in, it's Mavato the Shem Kli. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would not be Mavato the Shem Kli. Only if it comes in regularly, but not Eidat Chak. Eidat Chak would not be Mavat. So you should know it has a bone inside it also. But Yesh Boitzi Parinimor says if it has a nail, Mitama B'maga B'masavail, it has a regular Sherman Abram in Ames, that's Tumma like a Gezais in Ames, even though it's not a Gezais. Rabbi Yotam, whether you touch it or whether you carry it, or it's in the same oil. What's going to be Yesh Boitzi Parinimor? There's a bone inside this Aver, in this limb. But the aim by Tzipon that has no nail is Mitama B'maga B'masa. It has a lock of the Mitama B'maga. If you touch it, you carry it. But the aim of Mitama B'maga, it has no Tum oil though. Tum oil it doesn't have. So Rashi explains that Adika Kazayis Bosa. You don't have to have the Kazayis Bosa. The Kaim Lom Etzen Kisar Mitama B'maga B'masa. But below the oil. Not with an oil. So to have an oil, you have to have the gazayis from the bossa there. Now, Omer Chizu says, Dov zeh Rabbeinu Magod l'Omru, that Rabbeinu Magod, Rashi says, Rav said this, and Amokim Yibyoza, because Baruch should help him, that Etzba Yisera, is like this, you have an extra finger, that's the Etzba Yisera, Sheshba Yetzim, it has a finger inside it, it has a bone inside it, but the aim by its bone, it has no nail on it. You have an extra finger. So, metama v'maga v'masa, nechama that's tumas maga v'masa, but v'yena metama v'yayil. But it doesn't have the gazayas of bosom over here. V'rama barachonam yechonon, u'kishenem nisperas agav a yad. The Torah right now is not on the same row as the rest of the fingers. But if it would have been on the same row of the fingers and echnami, then even without a nail, it would also be called a choshev eivor, and then it would have a tumas oil, even though it doesn't have a tzipporin on it. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol matama medrus, kol de chazi le medrus matama tamei meis." Anything that's fit when it's opposite, then it should become tamei. So if a meis goes on it, it's also tamei. But the yester, a certain cases, shematama tamei meis, it has tumas meis on it. But the yem matama medrus has no tumas medrus on it. So you might want to come to conclude. La suya saw v'tarkif, or saw a source of measurement v'tarkif. There are two like measuring cups. A saw you measure out a shaw, a saw v'tarkif. There's two saws. The tiny one like this. The pasuk says va'yeshiv ala kli. He stood on the kli. The zav sits on the kli. The kli becomes tummy. Yochel, I would have thought to say kof is saw. He turns over a measuring cup of a saw. The Yoshevul and he sits on it, or a takev, or a measuring cup of two saws, and he sits on Yoshevul and he ate, maybe become Tomei, he ate Tomei. Tamlam, the Potsik says, Asher Yeshevul of Azav. The Vidash Yemishim Yuchad Yeshiva, that's the Sam's Yuchad, that's the Sarf Yeshiva. Yotazer goes out this one, Shermulay Amoid, we say, no, listen, get off it, we need it to measure things with. The Nasab Nachtel, let us do Abulacha with it. Therefore, this measuring cup is not Makabul Tumas Zav, it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva. But if a mace would go on top of it, and a chanami, Tumas Mace would have. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Royu Lodin Din Nefosh, anybody is fit to be a Dayan. Kedin Nefoshes is Royu Lodin Din Nemamnes. Who then is fit to have Paskin Din Nemamnes? But Viesh, there are certain cases, Shavur Lodin Din Nemamnes, he's fit to be a Dayan for Din Nemamnes. But Viesh, Nevur Lodin Din Nefosh, he's not fit to be a Dayan for Din Nefoshes. So, Omer Rav Yehuda, Lasi comes to include Mamzer. There's a case of a Mamzer. Rashi says the kosher din imamnis, but a posel din nefoshes. Yosef says kulach yofer rayosi. Samora says tenini. We learned this already. Chodesim the one time. We learned this already. Gemara from Hedrin that akol ksherim lod din imamnis. Everybody's fit to be a dine for din imamnis for money matters. But v'yena akol ksherim lod din nefoshes. Not everybody's fit to be a dine for din nefoshes. And the din imamnis. We ask a question over there. Lasu yamai was come to include. From the view that lasu yamamzer comes to include a mamzer. That is kosher for din imamnis and it's possible for din nefoshes. So we learned this halacha once before. We have to say it again for. Zmora says, Choda, one is lasuya ger. One is to include a ger, that a ger is fit to be a dayin for din imamnis. For Choda lasuya mamzer, that a mamzer is also fit to be a dayin for din imamnis. Utsuich, I need both kedushim. Because the yashmin a ger, I would have just learned the chiddush that a ger is fit to be a dayin for din imamnis, mishum the royal of the kal. Because he's fit to come into Kahal. Avo Mamzer Dein Royal of Kahal. I mean, once you're Megayir, you can marry into a regular Jew. So since he's fit to come into Kahal Yisrael, that's why he's fit to be a Dayan. But a Mamzer that's not fit to marry into Kahal Yisrael, Dein Royal of Kahal, Emma would have thought to say, Loi, maybe he's not. We have to be a Dayan Kamashvalon. We, Ashman, would have just learned Mamzer, Mishum the Kosim, and Tipik Sheva. A Mamzer called upon him, his parents was a Jew. That's why he's fit to be a Dayan. Avol ger, the cause of Atipa Psula, but his parents were a Goyim. Atipa Psula, a Maloy, maybe he's not fit to be a Dayan. Is Tzricha, that's when he both Mishnayot, the teachers, he's both Kedushim, to both the ger and a Mamzer is fit to be a Dayan for Dina Mamnis. Dina Nefashis, no, but for Dina Mamnis, yes. Now the Mishnah says, Kol HaKosha Lod, and anybody is fit to be a Dayan. For the Nemonis is kosher loyed, he's fit to be Adis also. But the Eshter, a certain case is a kosher loyed, the person could be fit to be an aid, but the Ene kosher loyed is not fit to be a dying. So you might want of this case, I'm Rabbi Yechman, so you assume of Yaras Menov, that if he's blind in one eye, that he is fit to be an aid, but he's not fit to be a dying, according to our Mishnah. And a man who's not like Rabbi Meir, goes according to Rabbi Meir, like we'll soon see, that's Rabbi Meir Shita to say that to be a Dayan, you have to be fit to see. If you can't see, you can't be a Dayan. But if not, if eight is dull, that you still be kosher. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Amar Aleph. Just do the last Mishnah again. The last Mishnah says, Kol HaKosher Lodin, whoever's kosher to be a Dayan, he has kosher Lohoyin, he's kosher to say eight is also. But for Yeshra, some people should kosher lahoyu. There are certain people's kosher to be an aid to zaidus, but the end of kosher lahoyu is not kosher to be a dayan. So most of us, what's this case? There's kosher to zaidus and it's not kosher to be a dayan. If a person is blind in one of his eyes, that he's still kosher to say Eidus, even though